Welcome back here on the Sports Ticket on Katy Country 94. Brandy Paul joining us now, the head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojan volleyball team. Coach, obviously it's always an exciting time to get the season started, and you built a program there that's had a lot of success. You're coming off of a year last year where you did make it to the state tournament. You went 35-7 and have just one senior on that group. So a lot of experience. You know, the bigger names that you're going to hear early on from, you know, the media outlets would be Miley Brown and Addison Budke, but you later on in this season will get Sophia Thompson. She'll be eligible for you as well. And obviously you have a very good group, as you only lost one senior. As you look at how things are going in practices, getting ready for this season, what's it look like for Lady Trojan volleyball?
It's going very well. These girls played a lot of volleyball this summer and had a terrific summer season. And, you know, the girls you mentioned, and then you add the Fallis twins, which, you know, and Peyton Remus on the back row, which are our foundation of our team. Mm-hmm. Our passing has come so far, and you know, you add that passing, that defense of end to it, and then you have them offensive players. They're really fun to watch, this group.
When you kind of look and assess this team, and what did you see maybe over the summer? Because you were still a relatively young team last year and still made it to the state tournament and had a lot of success.
Yeah, I just saw a lot of confidence. Believing in themselves more, and just controlling the ball, and just the confidence we gained, you know, from going to the state tournament and getting that experience, and then having all these girls back that have played together for the, you know, going on the second season, and longer than that, because, you know, they all played together in winter volleyball and in junior high. So these girls have played with each other a long time, and they feel comfortable. It just comes easy to them. It's fun to watch. The quality of volleyball they're playing is pretty spectacular. So they're just a fun group to watch. You know, I just get to sit down and watch sometimes, and that's not typical with me. I'm a little superstitious, so I stay standing a lot. But this summer I just sat back and watched them, and, you know, the confidence, and they're just running things, and, you know, they're leading the team. It's their team, and they're doing a great job at being – positive, and they're all working together, and it's just been really fun.
Kind of taking it inside of what you do in a practice. I'm sure with the veteran group, like you just talked about, that can lead the team, you can get to a lot more things during a practice, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They know the routine, and we roll through practice, and they work hard, and they know that we're pushing hard in practice, and we make our practices, we try to make them harder than, you know, the game-like situations. So when the game comes, it's easy and it flows. So just the energy we've had in the gym and the positive attitudes, and they're just having a lot of fun. And just a great group. They have a vision, you know, they know what they want to accomplish, and they know we need to take, you know, 1 week at a time, and the rest will come to us. So it's going to be an exciting season with this group of girls.
You open with the Hayes tournament coming up on Saturday. This is always a tournament that features bigger teams. Solana South will be there. You'll take on Colby and Olathe West as part of your pool play. And then obviously on the other side, Hayes, Mays South, Scott City, and TMP. It's a very good tournament, and you're going to see a lot of good competition right off the bat. How do you feel your team kind of stacks up with that group as far as you know about these teams right now?
Yeah, this is going to be one of the toughest teams. They'll have two of the best teams out there that we could possibly see all season, including that state. You know, our pool has Olathe. We're going to play Olathe in it, and they're 6A, and they made it to state and didn't lose much. So they're a state contender this year to be in the top four at 6A. And so that'll be fun to go against them and see where we're at. And on the other side, Mays South is there, and they made it to 5A state and are a top contender and top four for 5A this year. You know, they have three D1 players that have already signed, and we played them last year and took them to three sets, so that was fun. And, you know, that's what we're going to do. We're going to go out there. We'll see Salina South in our pool, which is 5A, and they're always competitive. And then we will play Colby. And I don't know much about Colby, just from what I saw last year, and it looked like they were a young team last year. So, you know, they're going to return some experience too, so we got to be ready for that, not overlook them. But this tournament is just fun to go out and see where we're at and see what we need to work on. And, you know, we're going to go try our best and see what we need to improve on. And, you know, we're not looking at the win-loss at this tournament. We're looking at the growth and see what we need to do to be prepared, you know, because, like I said, this is like state and better than state. So we're going to see where we need to go from here. And I just want them to go out and play their best and, and see how it goes.
Brandy Paul, the head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans here on Katy Country 94. Coach, we're looking forward to seeing how the season goes for you. Best of luck as you open out on Saturday.
All right. Thank you very much.